People talk about having an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other. I had a pair of imaginary bill collectors, so no matter which way I turned, there was somebody to remind me I needed money. That's how I ended up on a train at 4 o'clock in the morning with my nephew and 100 pounds of weed. We were hours behind schedule, but the westbound Southwest Chief was running on time. When the two trains met each other, they rattled back and forth, and the air that leaked in through the vents smelled like diesel and burning brakes. I could see into the other train's windows, where a few people were still awake. Usually, it made me feel lonely, seeing those people so close but separated from me. This time felt different. Having Marcus's head resting in my lap reminded me I wasn't alone. He was small, like his mother, and dark-haired, like his father. But when he was asleep, he was like me, always running hot and trying to burrow his way into things. After hours of him sleeping on me, my hip hurt so much I kept hoping he would wake up. But he slept through the railroad crossing bells in every small town we went through. When he did wake up, rolling over and grinding his forehead into me, I didn't make a move. I smoothed his hair down and said, "Shh, it's okay, I'm here. Go back to sleep." The trip to Trinidad had never been a big deal to me, but then I'd never had to take Marcus with me. I didn't have a choice when Lorena didn't come home, and 24 hours later, I was still waiting to hear from her. Waiting, but dreading it too, because there was no way I could keep lying to her. I would have to tell her about the weed, and she would have to get over it. She could be as mad as she wanted, but that wasn't going to pay the rent, and maybe it was time she knew where the extra cash came from. Sometimes, she spent money like it magically appeared in our bank account, like the gas money she burned up driving to El Dorado to volunteer at the prison. Back before I started doing the Colorado run, Lorena used to call Asher my boyfriend. I guess because that was the only way me having sex with him made sense to her. She didn't understand it was just about the money. My hospital bills, the rent, the groceries, mom's prescriptions, Lorena's tuition, and whatever thing Marcus needed, because kids are money pits.